You feel like you showed the coaches a little bit of what you're capable of? You get some more opportunities to play?
I mean, most definitely. You know, it's all about coming out, working hard. I let the coaches decide how many plays I play, you know. I just continue to work hard and execute my plays on the defense. I mean, it's very important with a guy like Andrew Luck who can run and pass. He has very good pocket presence. You want to get pressure on the guy. If not a sack, just get pressure. Get your hand in his face. Try to affect the throw to help out our back end guys.
How much confidence does this defense have coming off the way you played and holding the Saints to 21 points, which is under their average, but going on the road now and trying to do the same thing against the Colts?
I mean, it's all about executing. You know, we got to execute the defense. We got to continue to work hard, fix the smaller details, and move along. You know, their win is their win. Enjoy it on the day we win, and it's back to work. Yeah, I mean, it's very emotional. First time ever starting in the NFL, you know. That don't happen for rookies all the time, man. Just to have that opportunity to run out of the tunnel with the smoke all glazed and fans holler, that was a heck of an opportunity, man. And I'm blessed for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Doing my best to know exactly what I'm supposed to do and put myself in an opportunity to make a play.
Just talk about being here as a Chief. This is your third season, undrafted free agent. Now you're making big plays in big games.
Yeah, something that I could have hardly imagined 3 years ago. But, you know, got a great organization here, great teammates that I can look to, and I've learned a lot since I've been here. And just trying to grow every week, every year, just trying to hone in on my craft and do the best I can.
What's the ceiling for you?
There's no ceiling, right? I mean, just to keep getting better at everything, there's always something to improve in.
That game 2 years ago in Indy, is that out of sight, out of mind, or do you guys use that as maybe some motivation?
I wish it was out of sight, out of mind, but you remember it just because of how it went down, how it happened, because it could have been so much of a big moment for us and how it kind of turned. But at the same time, it's a new year, new teams on both sides, so we got a new approach, but that's in the back of my head, I know.
Did it take you longer to get over that loss than it does any other loss? I know it was in the playoffs, so that adds to it. But.
Yeah, every loss is bad, but that loss, I mean, you got to understand, after that loss, you're going home. You're not coming back for that yet, so that was a real tough one. It was a long offseason to think about it.
What did that game do for y'all's mentality moving forward in the playoffs and just how you guys approach everything?
Never take any of it for granted, no matter how big you're up, how big you're down. You got to kind of keep your head down and keep fighting to the last whistle.
Was there a point where you started to see that slipping away from you guys, maybe when they lost the fumble and the quarterback recovered it and scored the touchdown? Was that kind of
nothing specific? You got to understand, that was a game of runs, so we're just kind of hoping that they run it out last hours, but at the end it did, and it's history.
What's the best way for you to contain a guy like Andrew Luck, who can be mobile but also can sneak a nice one in there?
Play as a team. There's no secret how good he is, his arm strength, his athletic ability, his smarts about the game. But we got to play 11 guys against theirs and play together. I think we'll be all right.